This week, Wednesday, begins the season of Lent in the Christian Church. For 40 days plus Sundays, we shall ponder our sin which Jesus was willing to take upon himself. He, the sinless Son of God, for our salvation from eternal death, to reconcile us to God the Father, perfectly fulfilled the law on our behalf, then suffered to pay the price we should pay. And taking the 12, he said to them, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished. For he will be delivered over to the Gentiles, and will be mocked, and shamefully treated, and spit upon. And after flogging him, they will kill him, and on the third day he will rise." But they understood none of these things. This saying was hidden from them, and they did not grasp what was said. Although the death of Jesus took the disciples by surprise, and his resurrection confounded the religious leaders of the day, nothing Jesus accomplished should be unexpected. That which was written by the prophets from the time of Moses, that which Jesus told his disciples, stood as a clear witness of God's plan to redeem sinners. This week we will look at our Lord's words and the disciples' reaction as we prepare to ponder Jesus' crucifixion. May our Lord grant us eyes to see his love and ears to hear of his mercy. We will have Ash Wednesday services this Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church. Please join us. Amen.